This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, the Ducks did it again last night. You heard it here on The Fan.
They won. God dang, what do you think?
They won again. They've now won six games in a row, guys.
Yeah, it was close, and then they just kind of suffocated in Indiana at the end. It did throw me that Indiana was in black.
Yeah.
Very un-Indiana.
I wasn't prepared. So I finished the Red Wing game, and then I flipped over, and I had to do like a bit of a double take. I'm like, wait, did I get the red? Oh, yeah. Why is Indiana in all black?
But hey, six in a row in the Big Ten.
Absolutely.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I think pretty now good. I'm seeing projections of possibly a five seed for your nice. Oregon Ducks.
That's about right.
Well, and I think, I don't, if I'm not mistaken, I don't believe that Altman has ever not won a game in the NCAA tournament.
He's so, never been one round and out?
Yeah.
Or I mean like out
one
the first
and done?
Round.
Yes. I think every time that he has made a tournament with Creighton or your Ducks.
He's good.
He wins. And
this is his time of year.
You know, they started off hot, had that weird swoon in the middle, and then here you go.
Well, we learned over last week that since Altman got to Oregon, he has the most wins of any coach in the country in the month of March.
This is correct. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
So last 15 years, he's had 70, I guess now he's up to like 74 wins in the month of March. It was like one more than Bill Self and two more than
North Carolina.
Where's it? North Carolina. And yeah.
Yeah, so it goes Altman 74, Kansas, North Carolina. Well, actually, North Carolina won the other night, so they're at 72. Kansas is at 71, Kentucky 69, Duke 66.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Think about that, the company.
Yeah.
Kansas, North Carolina, Kentucky, and Duke. Most wins in March since 2010. Dana Altman leads all of them.
Yeah. And he just, this is what they do. They get written off in the middle of the year, and this, you know, they're going to make a run. I mean, this smells like the Sweet 16, and Shellstad has come around again, and, you know, he's had some awkward moments, but he had another huge three, Damian Lillard-style three last night, and here they come. Now, the only thing I would say is, well, they did that win against Wisconsin, because this win streak that they're on, you know, it's no offense to the Northwesterns and USCs of the world, but
the Wisconsin one was impressive.
Wisconsin one was impressive, and that was they dug their way out of the hole and got it to overtime. And
they were down 17.
Yeah,
and, on the road.
And so give them that. And now I think they only finish up with Washington, and I think there's a chance they could end up being like the sixth seed in the Big Ten tournament. But to go your first year in the Big Ten and you're going to end up with what 23, 24 wins? That's a hell of a run for the first time. There you. Solidly on the 5 or 6 seed in the NCAA tournament. And again, Dana Altman doing Dana Altman things.
So there was an article in the, I think it was ESPN, that suggested that he's one to watch for retirement.
Really?
This offseason. Yeah, and it's not a report. It's just a, it's, it was just a guy spitballing.
Yeah.
He was like, ah, I got some old guys here who may be ready to hang it up.
He'll be 67 in June.
Altman and Rick Barnes was on the list as well of Tennessee fame.
Who just stepped down? Didn't we have a coach? I'm trying to think. Didn't we have someone that, did we have someone that, recently
stepped down? Well, Bill Self's close.
Yeah.
There's some reports that he may be done after next year.
Well, I mean, I will say that if you've got your money and you've kind of got your legacy, although, you know, Altman's never, you know, won a championship. And so, I mean, does that keep you coming around? Do you feel like it's even realistic at a place like Oregon? I know someone like Bill Self, obviously, like that would matter, but Bill's got his. But, you know, you get into your late 60s, you've made a ton of money. And this new world of basketball and NIL, and you just wonder if there's more and more guys that are just going to look at it and pull the, you know, you're not even retiring early. My God, like you're 67. Just maybe it's time to go do something else and not have to deal with that crap.
Yeah, he's been around a long time.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it is. Listen, Dana Altman's probably one of those lifers. But with the way college basketball has changed,
yeah.
I cannot see him really deep down. He never tells you what he's really thinking.
Yeah.
But if you really get into his soul, I cannot see him loving this whole NIL transfer thing.
And
he's trying to do his best with it, but
it's not the era that
it's
he,
not his. Yeah. And that look,
it's Roy, like the Jay Wrights of the world. You know,
they all
like,
hung it up. Jay Wright left, Roy Williams left, Jim Boeheim left, Coach Kayla. I mean, there's
some of those guys had plenty left in the tank, but they're just like, this isn't for me anymore.
There's a reason all those guys left. And I think Altman is kind of that ilk. And so we'll see.
I'm surprised he's done as well as he's done in this new era. Granted, you know, he hasn't made a Final Four recently, but since all the transfer portal NIL stuff has happened, I thought Oregon might crater a little bit, and they've been fine.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Yeah.
Doing good.
You know, and there's always, with Altman, there's always dips, right?
But, oh, Tony Bennett left.
That's who I was thinking
of.
Yeah.
Yeah, this year, right? At the beginning of the
year. Yeah, he seems young. I don't think he's that young.
I was like, there was someone that dipped out of this thing, Irish exit style.
Jim Laranga left.
Is that Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an old school guy.
So
Tony Bennett's 55.
Yeah. And he just was, he was out. And Altman's not the most dynamic guy in the world. And I don't know, maybe in the NIL era, like you said.
God dang, what do you think?
I mean, Oregon certainly has the resources. I just don't know. And when you're the head coach at Oregon, do you feel like you need or you can achieve that national championship in order to...
I don't know.
Is that the carrot? Because I know if you're at Carolina, if you're at a place like that, you're at one of the Blue Bloods, and you've been this good for that long, I think that kind of keeps you coming back. I don't know. Like you said, he hasn't been to a Final Four. What, 2017? He's been to two Final Fours. Never been to the finals. And let's be honest, like, Oregon is a really good program. Oregon is not a contender in basketball every year.
No,
to win
but you would think that maybe, and I don't know the inner workings of their NIL, but the way football is going, committing to NIL, is basketball. Like, does Dana Altman, is he looking at that kind of salivating going, hey, yeah, we're as good as anybody in the NIL department, so why can't I win?
Well, I'd be surprised if we're going to say that Oregon has one of the top three or four robust NILs, why wouldn't basketball have it?
Yeah, it's kind of what,
But you don't really hear that much about
it. But they get good players.
Yeah.
He's always gotten good players.
I've always stated, though, I find Oregon to be weird in that, I mean, Shelstad was a big time recruit, but you know, it's a local kid. You know, a lot of their big guys that you hear about, you know, the Mookie Cooks or whatever, I always feel like there's like a 5-star kid, and that never feels like that's the guy that drives the team, right? When's the last time that was like the true, like the, you know, you paid and you bought the kid or the 5-star kid that's coming out of high school that was the star of the team? It doesn't feel like that's really Oregon.
Well, I think that. And, you know, this would be a deeper conversation. It would be interesting to get, you know, Dana Altman's true thoughts on this. Because I can tell you as a Kansas fan, Bill Self is struggling with this.
Yeah.
It is really hard to balance those guys, the NIL guys you know you need.
Yeah.
It is so hard to balance that with other transfers. Yeah. And then, oh, by the way, guys who you want to groom over 3 or 4 years that are just college ball players that are going to help be the foundation of your team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there's just so, it's just odd. Like, Bill Self has two dudes who have been there for years, played the most games in like Kansas basketball history, right? So then he adds 4 transfers to that. Well, one of the transfers is a kid from Wisconsin who was averaging 20 points a game at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
he can't even sniff the court again at Kansas.
Really?
And that's not because Kansas is so good. It's that they just have really had a hard time figuring out his role. That's a really good college basketball player. His name's AJ Storr. He's terrible for Kansas. Mm. Like, he's awful. So it's a odd thing when you have all these guys. You really need the guys like Shellstad or whomever that are going to stay there for several years, right? Yeah. You need those guys.
Pritchard was one of those.
Exactly. You need so you've got those guys. Maybe two or three or four of those guys. They're not the best players, but they're glue guys and they're your program. Okay. Then you add your five-star freshman. Well, they're going to take their lumps. Okay, they're going to. Yeah, I mean, it's going to take them some time. So then it's transfers, and
he's done very well in the transfer portal.
I know, but it's just it doesn't always like we always think. Oh, this kid's coming in from so and so. He was really good there. He'll be really good here. That's not always the case. And yeah. I think these coaches are having a really hard time because they're all very heavy-handed. They all want to do things a certain way, the way they've always done them, mm-hmm. right? And they're having a very hard time adapting to kids.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Who maybe don't jive with that. And then you got not only one of them, you got three of them.
Yeah.
And none of them are getting, or it's not that they're not getting longer, but they're just not fitting in right and it takes some time. It's just a weird, I would imagine it's a very hard balance for a head basketball coach right now.
Yeah.
And I think they're all, even Bill Self struggling with it. Dana Altman struggling with it. Tom Izzo struggling with it. Who are the best coaches? They're all struggling
all
with
struggling.
It.
All struggling.
It's not a good team.
Some of them have walked away.
Yeah, and the others are like, I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah.
And I could see Altman being, I'm not dealing with that. Now, if Oregon needs a new men's basketball coach, where do they turn?
I don't know. Again, we've had this debate many times. Like, what is the Oregon job? Remember when Altman got the job, however many years ago that was, you know, supposedly, remember they were knocking on the door. Was it Pitino? They knocked on Izzo's door, and none of those guys, you know, thanks for coming.
How about the resurgence of Ricky Pitino?
No kidding. That's St. John's just
the Johnny's.
The kicking some vampire. Ass. That son of a, he will never die, ever.
He's amazing.
It's just, say what you will. You know.
So, yeah, he's at St. John's. And by the way, they're like top 10.
Yeah, they're rolling.
And their defense is nasty.
Yeah, they swept UConn. They bitch-slapped little Hurley. Yeah. And he's wearing the white suit again. Freaking Rick Pitino. He's over there. Lots of Italian restaurants in New York, too. But remember, so they end up with Dana Altman. And everyone at the time was like, oh, Dana Altman. And you're like, dude, that's a hell of a coach.
Good hire.
It's a good hire. And he was rock solid. I still don't know what that job is. So when that... when that job, you know, that's 2 years, 3 years, whenever that's open. One, I don't know how many of those real big name guys are out there. I think there's, like you said, we may be undergoing a turnover here in what we consider the elite coaches. And I'm not certain that that Oregon job lures guys out of that. And so do you go farm the mid majors and you find the next Dana Altman, or do you go the road of, football and you go find, you know, the Georgia defensive coordinator and you get the next Dan Lanning and
I don't know.
I mean, I don't
know. That BYU guy's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
He's good, man.
Well, and they
Kevin Young is that his name?
And BYU lost their guy to Kentucky. But like the sprinklers up at UW, they're the worst damn team in the conference.
Yeah, remember, give him some time.
I mean, I know, but I'm just saying, I mean, they pulled him. I mean, who knows? Remember the last UW coach, remember that was the guy they got from Syracuse, supposed to be Boeheim's right hand guy.
He sucked.
He sucked too. So
I mean, Hopkins.
I just be happy that you made a really solid hire with Dana Altman. And so when that job comes open eventually, I'm just not certain that you're going to get a name that you're gonna be like, oh my God. Like, you know,
this does the name TJ Otzelberger mean anything to you?
It does not. I have no idea who that is.
Right. So that's kind of
what
I'm talking
about. Love that
guy. Dude, he is amazing. Hmm. He's the coach at Iowa State. I don't know if you saw BYU Iowa State last night.
I would like to point out who won that game.
BYU.
Yeah. Basically, at this point, we're unstoppable. We run the Big Ten.
Dude.
Nice try, bitches.
That was a great game.
Yes.
And BYU went into Iowa State and beat them. They were like 33-1 at home in the last 34.
Did you see the crowd, by the way? It was really cool afterwards. Like, the crowd gave both teams like a standing ovation.
It was awesome.
Leaving the court. It was freaking phenomenal.
Dude, it was awesome. But my point there is that Iowa State coach, and by the way, your BYU Cougars,
yeah,
they're good this year.
Yes.
Saunders
didn't start out that way.
No, they were soft as cookie dough in the in the early part of the schedule. But that coach has got him cooking. Anyway, what I'm saying is the Iowa State coach, his name is TJ Otzelberger. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows his name. Nobody can pick him out of a lineup. He is, and they said it on the broadcast last night, he is without question a top five coach in the country right now.
Hmm.
Now, I don't think you can get him out of Iowa State to come to Oregon, but I think a Kansas could or a, you know, whomever comes calling. But
well, therein lies my question. This is why I don't know what the Oregon job is, right? At Iowa State, Big 12, basketball conference, they freaking love it. They packed that place. Electric environment last night against BYU. And by the way, let's not act like BYU coming to the barn is the, you know, the greatest thing in the world, but that place was packed. It was amazing.
Senior night.
Oh, that's a good point. If you're, what's that guy's name?
TJ Otzelberger.
Does it bother you that on, you come to Matthew Knight and there's 7,000 people there?
It would
there?
Bother me if I'm Altman.
So, you know, that's what I wonder. If you're coming from Iowa State or a program like that, that is not, doesn't have the resources, doesn't have the NIL that Oregon does, but you also know that you are not the thing. The basketball at Oregon is, second fiddle doesn't even do it justice. Yeah, they're the second fiddle, but my God, dude, it's not even a fiddle. You're the banjo. Football runs that, and it's not even close.
You're just kind of there.
And so that's why I don't know if, when push comes to shove, despite the unbelievable facilities, as good as anyone in the country, an unbelievable arena, great, robust NIL, and you're in the Big Ten now, which is a phenomenal basketball conference, I just don't know. I don't know when you look outside of that if you think that is a program that's you just would think that a place like Iowa State, it would be a no-brainer to go to Oregon, and I'm not sure it is in that sport.
That they have an awesome program there in Ames.
Hmm.
So,
and by the way, I thought Altman went to a Final Four with Creighton.
He did not.
He did not.
No. He was very good in the tournament with Creighton.
And he had like, he ripped off like, I don't know, 7 or 8 20-win seasons in a row. The only reason people at Oregon were like, Dana Altman, was because it was a mid-major guy.
So he went to just the one Final Four with Oregon and made some runs, but never made, for whatever reason, I thought he had been to a Final Four with Creighton. So
can Dan Lanning take over the basketball team?
He can bowl.
What do you think about that?
Did you see that?
Yeah, he bowled a strike.
Yeah, and he said he had a line holstered. Someone said the pressure was on, and Dan fired up with a pressure is a privilege, and then went out and George Bush did, or Peter Weber, nailed the strike.
Yeah, we're going to have to get that drop of old Dano.
Well, you can't really hear it in the clip. It's hard to hear.
Yeah, but he said pressure is
a privilege, and then he bowled a strike. And then he...
Watch me hit this draft.
Yeah. Maybe he should take over the basketball team.
Yeah, maybe he should take over the presidency.
Twofold sort of thing.
All right, coming up next. We're already at In the News.
We are.
The show is a flying by. What can we tax next to get even more money out of our citizens?
That we're going to piss away.
That's next. Here's Buck.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.